If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance, Can I Really Make It? The podcast about the ups and downs and hardships that we deal with as freelancers, but how we actually make it out and have long, fruitful, successful careers. I am your host, Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show. It is absolutely mind-boggling that racism exists. That's for one. And it's even more mind-boggling that it exists here in 2022, 2023, and going forward. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's just awful. Racism in the workplace, man. I mean, man, let's go. Let's get into this. I've talked about racism in the workplace before, and it's happened to me a couple of times. Nothing happened recently, but I was referencing a photo to use to land another gig just to show my capabilities on this photo that I worked on from this company, which I'm not going to say. I just don't want to get into that. But it's not even the company that was racist. It was the stupid woman that worked there that was racist. And, you know, they say you're not supposed to call people stupid and stuff like that. Nah, man, look, there's a distinct difference between dumb and stupid. And racist people are absolutely stupid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, utterly, completely stupid. Like, how do you get to the point where you think you're better than somebody just because of your race? Like, you know, I gave an example to a guy before, and this guy that I met, talked to, actually, we're close associates. I wouldn't say necessarily friends, but we're good associates now. And he wasn't a racist guy. He just didn't know any better. I think there's a difference too. You know, you grow up sheltered. You don't have experience with people. You only see things on the news about how those people are portrayed, and you don't get to experience those people directly. So you form your opinions based on that. And that's what he had. He had opinions until he met me. And then as we got to know each other, we used to work together. As we got to know each other more, he understood, okay, it's not all black people, you know, or even white people or Latin people in that instance, or Asian people or Indian or so on and so forth. But his visions, his ideas were skewed because he had no direct experience. And I would give him examples all the time. I said, you know, we're not different. You know, we might be different in culture, in our look, but ultimately we have the same makeup. If you and I were driving together and, God forbid, unfortunately, we get in a bad car accident. And in that accident, we're both cut up really bad. We both need blood or plasma or something. When they put us in the ambulance, do you think they're going to say, give me the black blood or give me the white blood? No, they're going to come up with the blood or plasma or whatever we need to keep us alive till we get to the hospital. And then when the surgeons work on us, oh, hey, we got to cut this guy open. He's black, so his liver's on the left side, and he's white, so his liver's on the right side. No, our makeup is the same. It's the same. So for somebody to be racist and think they're better than one because of their race, solely because of their race, is absolutely stupid. Think about in the media when racist people do things that cause them to lose their jobs, their careers, or whatever, you know, they get canceled on social media, not like celebrity canceled, but canceled to the point where they can't have a social media because their page is getting bombarded with upset people because of the stupidity they do. And I'm talking about stupid to the point where these people are so racist, they'll say something so blatantly just terrible, blatantly racist and wrong about people, or even sexist, and think they can get away with it. There's the stupidity, that they think they can get away with it. And they'll say this in public forums, thinking, oh yeah, he said that, he's badass. Okay, can't say nothing to that guy or woman, you know, whatever the case may be. It's like, what are you thinking, man? And then, you know, people use the excuse like, well, that's the way they were raised. And, you know, racism is taught, because we've seen countless videos of children of different races hugging and playing together as if it didn't make a difference. Why? Because it doesn't make a difference. Racism is stupid, man. It is absolutely stupid. But until somebody's taught that, you know, they don't know any better. It's like, hey, that's my friend. I don't care if he's white, black, Asian, Indian, Latin. Doesn't matter. That's my friend. That's my associate. That's my brother. That's my cousin, whatever the case may be. But if they get taught that, they're taught to think differently. And then they carry that with them all their lives. That's where the stupidity comes in again. Because after a certain age, you know, I'm a firm believer between the ages of 25 to 28-ish. That's when we start to become the adult we're going to be for the rest of our lives. You know what I mean? That's when we go through that change and become who we are. That's that era and age, that window of self-discovery. And we're like, okay, I don't like that, or I do like that, or so on and so forth. We learn that and we actually accept that. We don't just go along with the in crowd. We formulate our own opinions and thoughts and we become who we are. So if you were taught to be racist as a child, when you get older, you should have enough sense to be like, yo, this is wrong. What am I doing? But here comes that stupidity. Stupidity. Here comes that stupidity of racism to where you think you're better than somebody. You know, maybe your experiences that you've had with someone of a particular race made you feel funny, but that shouldn't put you off on the whole race. What if you're dating someone, male or female, you know, just, input who you're dating. I don't want to go back and forth on who dates who, but just say you're dating somebody and you had a bad experience with a woman. I'm talking from my perspective. If I'm dating a woman, I had a bad experience with her. I'm not going to be like, oh man, I don't like all women anymore. Or even if I'm dating a white woman or a Latin woman, Asian woman, black woman, and I have a bad experience with one of them, I'm not going to be like, I don't like black women anymore or white women anymore. Or, you know, or anything like that. It's just that individual. And I'm still not going to be racist or sexist towards that individual. It's just my opinion has changed of that individual. But these stupid racist people think that if they had an experience with one, all of us are like that. Or if they saw something on TV and it's in the media, in the news media, and it skewed their thoughts. As an adult, you should have grown way past that stupidity. And that, again, that's where the stupidity comes in. You're too old to be this stupid. At a certain point, you have to get to that age where you have experienced life enough to know better. You know, I've seen videos of old racist white dudes calling black people the N-word. And they walk away, turn their back like, yeah, like I said it, as if you're the slave master or something. And we're just supposed to sit there and take it. Nah, man, the fight is on. Fight is on. Come and get these hands, man. I'm not about to sit here. We're not those, what they say, we're not our grandparents. We're not going to sit there and just tolerate this crap. And for you to be that old and be that racist and still think this crap goes on in 2022, come on, man. What are you thinking? Wait a minute. You're not thinking because you're stupid. Stupid. And I'm talking about that because the photo I referenced got me upset just by looking at the photo. And again, it wasn't the whole company, even though I'm not going to say the company's name. It wasn't the whole company. It was the girl that I was working with, communicating with in the company. Again, look, man, I've been doing this a long time. And I'm not saying that to say that I'm the man and that I'm untouchable and my work is flawless. However, I know when I do good work and when I do not so good work. I did a photo for this company and I know the work was good. There's no question about it. And the reason why I know that is because, number one, the photo that they needed me to alter had already been done and approved and been on their website for years. They wanted to shift a couple of things around, move a couple of things around. And I did exactly what they were looking for. And the overall look, the quality of the photo didn't change. I just changed the aesthetics a little bit and I moved them around based on her diagram. She told me exactly what she wanted to do, what she needed me to do. And I did it exactly across the board. She was a receptionist and she was in charge of doing the media. The owner, CEO, approved of the photo, completely approved. You know, she absolutely loved my work. And she's like, yeah, this is what we want. This is what we need. We're good to go. But this racist, this racist woman was like, nah, that's not it. Nah, that's not it. And I mean, I'm talking about, we did about 7 back and forth revisions and they were completely unnecessary, completely, especially when the CEO approves, but because she knew that I was black and because I was actually the lady that connected me with them worked for them and she was black. And then she hooked me up with the job because I'm black, you know, whatever the case may be. It might not have necessarily been because I'm black, but I'm sure it had a lot to do with it. She hooked me up, gave me the job, you know, and she understands freelancing. And matter of fact, I think her mother taught at the school I went to or something like that. Anyway, there was a connection there and she hooked me up because she liked the work I did. I did her headshots and other work for her over the years. Anyway, she hooked me up with that. But this girl that worked there, the receptionist, didn't like that fact. So she was just giving me grief all the way across the board about the work I did. And I'm sitting there second guessing myself like, man, did I do something wrong here? What is wrong? And I'm looking at their original photo that she sent and the photo that I did, the change the aesthetics of it just to rearrange some things. And I'm like, man, you can't tell that I moved her from here to here. I don't see what the problem is. And then I started to put 2 and 2 together. It's like, man, this thing. Yeah, I call her a thing. This thing is racist, man. Like, that's what it is. That's the only thing. So in my favor, I still got paid for the job, you know, and she was mad at that one, you know, mad at the fact that she had to, that I had to work, or I did the work that she quote unquote didn't really approve, and she still had to pay me for it. And man, in our back and forth email, she was giving me attitude and stuff, and I had to bite my tongue because I needed the paycheck, you know, I needed to get that money, you know, those of us who freelance, you know how it goes. But I already knew that I wasn't going to be working with them again, or at least her directly. And, you know, I mean, I gotta say, I almost feel bad about this, but she has been fired. You know what I mean? That's a win for Team Me. You know, maybe they discovered how racist she was. And again, the company's not racist because if you look at the company, they are as diverse as can be. I mean, all nationalities, all the way across the board, you know, so there's no issue with the company. Matter of fact, round of applause goes to the company because they got rid of her butt. You know, they got rid of her. But anyway, what's even worse is she, I went after I dealt with her. I let a couple of a month or so go by, a couple of weeks to a month go by. And I'm like, you know what? She ultimately said she's going to find another freelancer to do the work for her. I'm like, okay. You know, let a couple of weeks go by. I go back to their website to see the work that they had used to replace the work that I did. Oh, man. Look, I'm not trying to kill y'all with sound effects, but yeah, that's how the work looked. I'm like, nah, man, you've got to be kidding me. And again, it made me second guess myself. Like, wait a minute. Is what I'm doing not good? Is this considered good? And I showed it to a couple of people at the time. And I'm like, yo, tell me I'm tripping here. Tell me I'm missing something. And, you know, I told them the story. I shared what happened. And they're like, nah, she's racist. She didn't like you because you were black. Simply that, because, you know, I always handle myself in a professional manner all the way across the board. Even if I'm upset with somebody, I still conduct myself in a professional manner. I mean, look, man, I don't even cuss on my podcast and this is my show. You know what I mean? And I'm upset right now and I could sit here and go off, but I don't, because I like to keep a professional air about myself. But anyway, so I saw the photo that they were using. I'm like, nah, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Like, is my work that bad to where they prefer this over my work? And, you know, come to find out, I started doing some digging. You know, I'm an internet head, man. I sit here, one of my emails is Nethead, you know, because I just sit on the internet all day. I figure out stuff. So I was like, man, let me find out who did this work. And I started chasing who the editor was for their particular work. And I'm like, and it just happened to be somebody white. And, you know, it has nothing for me. It has nothing to do with me being black and that other editor being white, but it has a lot to do with the fact that she chose them. She put me down and refused to work with me because I was black and hired them because they were white. And the work that they submitted to her was subpar. It was substandard, man. And again, that has nothing to do with the fact that I didn't do the job because I still got paid for it. So it doesn't matter. It wasn't going to go on my resume regardless, but I still got paid for the work, so it doesn't matter there. It's the fact that you chose a substandard photo just because you didn't like the fact that I was black and that the lady that was working with you was black and working with me. So you chose somebody white and you accepted that substandard photo just because, just to sit there and nose, keep, put your nose up above me like you did something to me. You lost. You lost. You paid twice for some work and you chose the substandard work to represent your company. Maybe that's one of the reasons why you got fired. Poor decisions. Like your number one poor decision being racist. Being racist. That is absolutely stupid. And you're probably even more racist now because you're like, I got fired because of those black people. You know what I'm saying? That is terribly stupid. And she was like my age. How do you, this racist, this young, you go to college, which means you're around a bunch of diversity, all races, all nationalities, all cultures. And you're just walking around mad for what? For what? You think you deserve something better because you're white? What is wrong with you, man? Again, even if that was taught, even if your parents, your siblings, your aunt, uncle, or whoever you were around coming up as a child, even if they were racist, you should know better now as an adult. You should know better now as an adult, and you're not. So you lost your job. You made some terrible decisions. Or let me rephrase that. You made some stupid, stupid decisions, and you lost everything as a result. Come on, man. Racist people are stupid. I said it, and if you want to talk about it, you know where to find me, man. Racist people are stupid, man. Let's go. God, dog, that's so stupid. Look how many people have nearly lost their careers completely because of being racist. And there, here again, the stupidity, not just dumb, the stupidity, because you can recover from dumb. Oh, I made a dumb decision. I'll never do that again. Stupidity, you keep doing it over and over again and you got caught and you lose your career. Look how many people on social media in front of the camera will be blatantly outright racist. And next thing you know, they get fired. Was it worth it to sit there and down talk somebody because of your racism and lose your job just so you could sit there and be right? Like, yeah, I said it. Yeah, F them people. F this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's all about me and my race. But you lost everything. See what I'm saying? Stupid. Stupid. Stupid is an insult to me. You know? Not in a joking manner, like talking with your boys or whatever. Like, ah, man, you're stupid. That was funny. Now I'm talking about you're stupid. Like, how could you say something like that? What were you thinking? Or you need to reevaluate how you think. Go take a class and learn how to think. Because right now you're not. So stupid, man. I mean, look. I hate that we have to deal with it, but here's the lesson. Here's the solution. You know how to end this, or this is how I ended it. I stayed professional. As much as I was upset, I was even hurt, to be honest. I'm like, what is going on? It really had me questioning myself. Like, what am I doing here? What am I doing wrong? What is wrong? And I'm sitting there staring at the photo till my eyes crossed. Like, what did I do wrong that she's upset about? But, you know, after I put two and two together, like I said, I came up and figured out that she was just being racist. But the win was I stayed professional. So therefore, I still got paid. Let me throw one more in there. I still got paid, and it wasn't a discount or nothing. And, you know, even when she sent me the check, she sent it with an attitude like, yes, you're still going to get paid. Yeah, you see the money's there, you know, okay now. I'm like, God, dog, you're just dumb. But, you know, I just dealt with it because I wanted my money, and I got my money. So that was my win. Another win was she was stupid enough to pay for the same photo twice, because I'm sure she paid the other person that she hired twice, or she paid him too. So she paid me and got nothing, and then paid him and got something substandard. That's another win for me. You know, it's no shot against the person she hired, but man, look, there's levels to this. There's levels to this. And you hired me because you thought I was the best. Then you found out that I was black, and then you got upset about it and didn't want to work with me. That is terrible. That is terribly stupid, and shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be embarrassed. You should be sitting back, rethinking your decisions, rethinking your life. You know, take a trip somewhere, a sabbatical or something. Take a trip somewhere and get your life together, you know, because you ruined your life over nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, oh man, it's so stupid. And, you know, so, I mean, I guess if I was to take the high road, hopefully you've learned and you've gotten yourself better. You know, you've rearranged your mind. What did they say? I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to speak too heavily on it, but they used to say, Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark, used to be racist and he learned the error of his ways. He's like, man, that was so stupid, terribly stupid. And he's not like that anymore. That's what I've heard. And if it's so, hey, round of applause for the man. You know, you saw the light, you opened your eyes and you stopped being stupid. You stopped being stupid and it helped you. It benefited you. So hopefully it's not just a front. Hopefully he really learned the error in his ways, because I like him as an actor. You know, I'm a fan. You know, hopefully he made that correction. Could we keep his career going? Keep his life happy? Keep everything good, you know? Anyway, with that being said, I feel better now because I got that off my chest. And hopefully it made you feel better. And maybe you can make somebody else feel better saying hi. Just wave to somebody. Say, hey, what's up, man? How you doing today? All that stuff. It could work out. Make somebody feel better. And doesn't making somebody feel better make you feel better? Doesn't that make you feel good? I know it does to me. So if you can, say hi to somebody. You know, matter of fact, tell them I sent you. Tell them I'm gonna send you. Tell them listen to this podcast. You know what I mean? Yeah, I could use more listeners. Always. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. And until maybe next week, I might be changing my format a little bit. Might be doing them a little bit, not every Tuesday going forward, because work is picking up. Thank God. Thank God. Work is picking up. Hey, look, I'm killing y'all with rounds of applause today, but hey, work is picking up, so I need time to work. So I might spread them out a little bit more and not do them every Tuesday. Hopefully that'll be good enough where you guys will be looking for the next episode. And my podcast popularity is growing too. I got a notification. I'm getting way more downloads than before. So if you want to advertise on this podcast, now is the time. And I do mine differently. You have to discuss or email me at Ahmed@arobersonphoto.com to talk about it. And you'll find out the benefit of advertising on this podcast as opposed to others. That's Ahmed, Ahmed, at arobersonphoto.com. And hopefully you guys will message me about advertising. We'll talk about it and get you on the air. And until next time, I'm out of here.